Good morning. This is Q95's morning news for today, Monday, July 31st. I am Lakeisha Labasere. In the headlines, Senator Dr. Thompson Fountain contends Dominica must be taken off remote control in order to prosper. CH2A to work closely with Dominican Republic private sector. And Russians Putin orders 755 U.S. diplomatic staff to be cut. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. Details coming up.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
The opposition UWP is continuing to call for urgent action and adequate funding to be made available to complete the process of electoral reforms in Dominica. In his response to the 2017-2018 national budget, opposition leader Lennox Linton says they are completely opposed to the reform agenda of the DLP government, which seeks to legitimize cheating and bribery and to introduce overseas registration of voters. Opposition leader Lennox Linton says the UWP is calling for the re-registration of voters, sanitization of the electors' list, implementation of voter ID cards, and introduction of campaign finance reform.
The opposition believes that a total re-registration is the best way to clean the list. This has successfully been done in neighboring islands over relatively short periods of 6 months or less. All registrations must be done by the Commission exclusively in Dominica and must be subject to the existing residency criteria for voter registration. We want picture ID cards for all eligible voters on the new register of voters who will be obligated to use the cards as identification during elections. All ID cards for voting must be issued by Commission exclusively in Dominica. In electoral reform, for which we seek adequate funding for the work of the Commission in that regard, we are concerned with voting by electors living overseas. These voters, these citizens of Dominica, need lawful facilitation. We need lawful facilitation of registered eligible voters living overseas to vote in general elections in Dominica. And we need campaign finance reform to ensure that at the very least, the declarations of campaign contributions and election campaign spending by any political party of no more than 30 EC dollars per registered voter per election.
UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fountain is of the view that in order to move Dominica into becoming a prosperous nation, the country must be taken off what he describes as a remote control. He says the country needs steady hands at the wheel, embedded in individuals with integrity, competence, and a deep sense of duty. According to Fountain, these traits can be found in opposition leader Lennox Linton and UWP Team Dominica, who understand that a country should be run without corrupting influences.
If you want to see a better, brighter, more prosperous Dominica, that this can only come through decided policy action. And it is clear, the evidence is clear. You don't grow an economy by leaving it on remote control, and Dominica has been on remote control for too long. You need steady hands at the wheel. You need people of integrity. You need individuals like our honorable leader, Lennox Linton, a man of integrity, a man who will handle the affairs of Dominica with competence and with a deep sense of understanding what needs to be done and the way to go about getting that done without any corrupting influence. That is what we require. We've had enough of corrupted leaders.
Dr. Sam Christian is calling on Dominicans to trust and utilize the skills of native Dominican doctors. He says recent Pan-American Health Organization PAHO studies have issued a call to reduce the amount of unhealthy foods found in the daily diet in order to decrease the number of NCD cases within the region as well as reduce the cost of health care. According to Christian, reducing the cost of health care also involves locals trusting their native doctors rather than importing foreign physicians to provide the same services.
What one of the things that's being talked about here on a very positive note is management of the chronic non-communicable diseases, and we're talking about primarily diabetes and hypertension. And what we have here from the Pan-American Health Organization is a call to limit the amount of unhealthy foods that's being imported into the island. If we are able to do that in a more systematic way, then we're going to lower the amount of disease, about diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, cancers, and so forth. And so the quality of our health is going to improve, and we'll have a better, less money spent on healthcare if the overall population is healthier. So we have to think in terms, it may not be sexy for some people. They think it's a big building and they think it's foreigners who speak strange languages that's what gives you better healthcare. But that is not the case. We have to trust and depend and utilize the skills of our native-born Dominicans who are very bright and have come up through a very good educational system.
President of the Dominica Association of Teachers, Cillian Nicholas, has made another plea on behalf of the association to the powers that be to reconsider their plans to use a section of the Newtown Primary School as a health center. The health ministry recently confirmed the Newtown Primary School auditorium will soon be used as the temporary site for the health center. The original Newtown Health Center was closed in 2016, allegedly due to rodent infestation. Nicholas is totally against the idea of using the school or any temporary or permanent temporary basis, saying that the authorities concerned should change the location for the project because that is the honorable thing to do. She expressed her displeasure at the beginning of the DAT Annual Summer Institute on July 17th and repeated it on Friday, July 28th at the school, where over 50 teachers received a certification in various fields. Nicholas said, "The Dominica Association of Teachers will appreciate the appropriateness and the value of this respect." And two quotes come to mind, "Pennywise, pound foolish," and the second, "Wisdom denotes pursuing the best ends by the best means. To those concerned, model strength of character and do the honorable thing. Change the location for your intended project." She added that the association is no longer certain of the use of the school and is asking persons directly involved in the project to consider her plea. Executive member of the Dominica Freedom Party, Annette Saint-Hilaire, is calling on Dominican citizens to remember the education revolution initiated by the Dominica Freedom Party. Saint-Hilaire claims that the Dominica Freedom Party laid down the foundation for success in Dominica's economy.
The Freedom Party is the party that has really put Dominica on its feet. The Freedom Party is the party that has spoken the truth to Dominicans. The Freedom Party is the party that has educated Dominicans. And I will keep on repeating, remember the amount of people coming down Constitution Hill in the evening after the evening classes. So many people can read, can write today. When they were going to school, they could not do it because at times their mother had to go to work, they had to stay and look after the smaller ones. But in the time of the Dominica Freedom Party, the time of Eugenia Charles, deceased, they educated themselves. Today, they can stand on their own. They are independent. Some of them are grateful for that. Some are not. There are those who can do extra jobs because of what they learned, catering, sewing, cooking.
The Ministry of Health and Environment will receive a $7 million boost in this year's budget compared to $54.8 million last year. According to Finance Minister Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit, this year a total of $61.8 million has been allocated for the Health Ministry, and an additional $5 million is set aside for pharmaceuticals for cancer patients in Dominica. Prime Minister Skerrit says these medications will be given to patients free of charge in efforts to reduce the suffering of many of those afflicted with various forms of cancer. He added that another sum of $1 million will be allocated to the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation to facilitate a cleaner environment for all.
The Ministry of Health and the Environment will receive $61.8 million, or 10.6% of the total. An additional sum of $5 million is budgeted to meet the cost of pharmaceuticals, while a further sum of $1 million is to facilitate an increase in the government subvention to the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation as we seek to promote a healthy and cleaner environment for all. And in respect to the $5 million, Madam Speaker, for pharmaceuticals, this is a major commitment by the government to acquire these pharmaceuticals to pass on in large measure free of charge to many of our citizens who are suffering from cancer. The cost of treatment post-surgery is prohibitive, and the intention there is to make this available to the public for distribution to minimize on the suffering of so many of our family and friends who suffer from various forms of cancer in our country.
Parliamentary representative for Pitit Savan, Dr. Kenneth Darrow, says the Pitit Savan resettlement project at Bellevue Chopin is well underway. The community of Pitit Savan had to be relocated after Tropical Storm Erica in 2015. A modern community is now being developed to accommodate the affected residents of Pitit Savan.
Over $100 million is going to be spent to relocate the Pitit Savan settlement. Your government, we could have taken the easy way out. We could have said, let us fix the road, let us put back light, let us put back water and go and debris ourselves in Pitit Savan. But it would have been very irresponsible on our part if we didn't listen to the advice of the expert telling us that Pitit Savan is no longer inhabitable for any length of time. So we took a decision to ask Pitit Savan to relocate, and we are providing homes. A modern village community is going to be built, completely playing field, basketball court, a mini mall, yes, a mall. I spoke about the playing field, community center, farmers market, all towards building bigger and better for the Pitit Savan constituents.
In more news, the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association is deepening its partnership and outreach to hoteliers and tourism partners in the Dominican Republic. As part of a new agreement, a Center of Tourism Information planned by the National Association of Hotels and Restaurants in the Dominican Republic, AZANORIS, will share with CHTA and its members research on tourism's broad economic impact and linkages to various industries and areas of economic activity in the country. The Memorandum of Understanding between the two bodies, signed during CHTA's board meeting in Miami last month, also allows AZANORIS to access reports from CHTA's data partners, including STR, MasterCard, KPMG, Adara, Travelzoo, the Caribbean Tourism Organization, the American Resort Development Association, and the World Travel and Tourism Council. And Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced that 755 staff must leave U.S. diplomatic missions in retaliation for new U.S. sanctions against Moscow. The decision to cut staff was made on Friday, but Mr. Putin has now confirmed the number who must go by 1st September. It brings staff levels to 455, the same as Russia's complement in Washington. This is thought to be the largest action against diplomatic staff from any country in modern history, says the BBC's Laura Bicker in Washington. The number includes Russian employees of the U.S. diplomatic missions across Russia, the BBC's Sarah Rainsford in Moscow adds. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of the headlines. Senator Dr. Thompson Fountain contends Dominica must be taken off remote control in order to prosper. CHDA to work closely with Dominican Republic private sector, and Russia's Putin orders 755 U.S. diplomatic staff to be cut. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I am Lakisha Labasir.